USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Hurricane Dorian crossed through the northern Caribbean, sparing the U.S. Virgin Islands and Puerto Rico. The power authority in Puerto Rico reports they didn't lose power during the storm. The storm is moving toward the southeastern U.S. Forecasters anticipate it will turn and hit Florida in the next few days. Richard Pasch with the National Hurricane Center says high winds could cause widespread damage.
It's headed northwest right now, which is not toward the Florida Peninsula, but we anticipate that it's going to turn to the west-northwest, which would then have it heading toward the Florida Peninsula.
Florida's governor has already declared a state of emergency. New York Senator Kirsten Gillibrand is the sixth Democrat to leave the 2020 presidential race. She made her announcement with a video on Twitter. She says she'll soon announce an endorsement of another Democratic candidate. This is USA Radio News.
Do you wish you could get better sleep and maybe lose a few pounds? Maybe more than a few pounds? Well, there's this product called Calitrin that helps with both sleep and weight loss. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
I've been taking Calitrin for right about 3 months, and I've lost 24 pounds and 19 overall inches. But my sleep has improved, I have so much more energy, and I have the desire to succeed more than ever. Anyone who needs weight loss, more energy, and better sleep, this product really does deliver.
I'm Roger. Over the 3 months that I took the product, my sleeping habits are increasingly much better. I got a better night's sleep, and I just can't say enough about the product and how it makes you feel. Also, additionally lost a little bit of weight on the program as well.
Hi, this is Anson. I take Calitrin for weight loss, and I've lost about 20 pounds, and I feel great.
Calitrin is scientifically proven to help with sleep and weight loss safely and effectively. Check it out at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
The word withdrawal is not on the mind of the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, even as the U.S. and Taliban forces appear close to a deal to end the 18-year war in Afghanistan. General Joseph Dunford says that's premature.
We're going to make sure that Afghanistan is not a sanctuary, and we're going to try to have an effort to bring peace and stability to Afghanistan.
Dunford made his comments at a rare Pentagon briefing where he was pressed to discuss details of a possible U.S. withdrawal from Afghanistan. But Dunford says, first,
the president and the secretary have been quite clear to me that as this progresses, we're going to ensure that our counterterrorism objectives are addressed.
President Trump is apparently anxious to complete hundreds of miles of his southern border wall ahead of the 2020 election. The Washington Post report indicates the president has directed officials to blow past any environmental regulations and, if necessary, take the land needed by eminent domain. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
The results of the latest news cable ratings remain unchanged. USA's Chris Barnes takes a look.
Fox remains the most watched basic cable network in total day and has been now for 38 consecutive months. It makes Fox the top cable news network in total viewers for the 212th consecutive month. The 2019 Democratic presidential primary debate in late July gave CNN a bit of an August ratings boost, but MSNBC continues to deliver larger total audiences than CNN across multiple day parts. And back to Fox, host Tucker Carlson has lost advertisers after recent controversial comments dismissing white supremacy, but the controversy has not significantly affected his ratings. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
A Louisiana couple is crediting the imagination of their grandchildren for helping land them in the Guinness Book of World Records. The story from WWL reporter Dave Cohen.
This massive grapefruit is over 28 inches in circumference, nearly as big around as a basketball. How did they get it so big?
Having a grapefruit imagination tree and a fairy garden at the base of the tree. I think that's the secret. So
we did nothing special to grow grapefruit.
Mary Beth and Doug Meyer grew it in suburban New Orleans. Now they're in the Guinness Book of World Records with the largest grapefruit ever. Dave Cohen, New Orleans.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.